Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast, or EPEEP for short. So it's time, everybody. I know you've been waiting a whole entire week to listen to this, and I thank you. I thank you for listening to this episode and not taking good old Dougie Fresh's encouragement not to listen to this episode a week later. I know I'm about to hear some shit about that. But as I said, it's not just me this week. On the other line with me, it's the one that hit his head way too hard and knocked himself out cold. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, man, how you doing?
Hey, man, with everything we know about CTE now, it ain't funny to make jokes about hitting your head on shit.
For real. I mean, look at my memory.
Well, so brought that up last week, and I told you to quit leaning on that crutch.
I know. But how are you doing today, man?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk about this episode. This episode, while serious, is also very wacky.
Yeah, it's a little goofy, to say the least. And I believe this episode is going to be a little bit more straightforward than what last week's episode was. So we will wait and see as we're reviewing it. But I'm pretty sure this episode is going to be like our Electric Shock Showdown episode. Pretty straightforward. And they actually use legit logic in this episode, which I think is a little wonky as well because it's Pokemon.
Right.
So, but all right. But this week's episode is episode 16. It is called Pokemon Shipwreck, or translated from Japanese, Pokemon Adrift. Which one do you like better, Doug? I like Pokemon Shipwreck.
I kind of like Pokemon Adrift, if I'm being honest with you.
Really?
Although, well, yeah, no, I kind of do. If push comes to shove, Pokemon Ship, because the boat is adrift at sea, right? There's not a shipwreck per se.
Well, I mean, it is a shipwreck. I mean, the ship capsized.
Well, it's capsized, but it's not wrecked.
True.
Wrecked would be if it got beached, or if it hit an iceberg or something, which they might as well have last week, you know, for God's sake. Basically the Titanic. Well, yeah. It was. Because he said it was unsinkable and there was lifeboats and shit.
Yeah. This episode should be labeled Pokemon Titanic.
But I think they would have run. I think they would have run into some trouble.
Or the sinking ship. That wouldn't have been a bad episode.
That would not have been a bad episode.
The sinking ship. I think I like that better than Pokemon Shipwreck. The sinking ship.
You talking yourself into it?
Yeah, I am.
You're like, that's not bad.
It's not. And once I get in my own head, I start getting a big head. So I'm going to reel myself back in.
Yeah, so, you got to keep those headphones on.
So as we were alluding to last week, so we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 more weeks, Doug, basically, until the end of the year. Do we want to give any type of insight as of yet as to what we're going to throw out there?
No.
All right, cool. So I wasn't sure if we were doing it this week, but maybe once we get a little closer, what episode should we throw that out on, or should it just be a legit surprise?
Well, I'd like to lock down some logistics first. You know, we kind of cleared a pretty significant hurdle earlier in terms of how we were going to take care of this. But there's still a few other things that need to be ironed out, and but I mean, we're probably past the 50-yard line with it, I would say.
Okay. So another few weeks, and then we'll announce it.
Yeah.
Talk a little off air. All right. I'm down with that. So, or should we do it on the Beauty and the Beach episode?
That's a possibility.
All right. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that. So look out for two episodes from now on Beauty and the Beach. We have a nice little, I guess, surprise. It's not going to really be a surprise, but announcement. We have an announcement for all of our fans for the winter holiday coming up, because not everybody celebrates Christmas.
This is true.
So, all right. But, you know, I sat here and I didn't even get the Who's That Pokemon. And I watched this episode twice today. And I cannot believe I did not get the Who's That Pokemon. So as we're going over our historical events, I'm going to look that up real quick, Doug, because that's just bad on my part. But this episode aired in Japan July 15th, 1997, and aired here in the States September 29th, 1998. And me and you kind of flipped a coin. You basically said, hey, my event happens before yours, so you can go ahead and take the ball on this one, Doug.
So, once again, we have another sports occurrence. This one is a little less niche than last week.
Sorry, I just saw the Who's That Pokemon.
Okay. on this day in 1954, September 29th, 1954, Willie Mays makes the catch. And I'm sure, you know, even if you're not familiar with baseball, you've probably seen this play in numerous highlight packages. He's got his back completely to the plate. He's on a dead sprint in the Polo Grounds, which notoriously had a chasmous center field. It was about, you know, he made the catch, and he was about 460 feet away from home plate. You know, if that ball drops, that's at least three bases, possibly a home run. Happened in the World Series, which makes it even more significant. You know, game one of the World Series. You know, you want to start up the series on the right foot. This was a massive play. The Giants would, Googling live on air, shut up. Because otherwise,
oh, get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, I'm so pissed off right now.
What happened now?
Nothing. I'll tell you after you go over your historic date.
Okay. The Giants were facing the Cleveland Indians. They would go on to sweep the series, so they obviously carried the momentum of the play. The catch was so significant, it's the thumbnail image on the Wikipedia article. Yeah, I mean, even if you've got a passing familiarity with baseball, you've seen this play.
Yes, and you mentioned it to me before we got on the air, and I was like, I've seen that catch many times.
Yeah.
Like, it still gets replayed today, so.
Right.
And I'm not one that I watch a lot of baseball, but.
Even when you're there, you don't watch baseball.
Yes, I know. I play Pokemon Go.
Right.
But.
Or buy wrestling tickets.
Or buy? Did I buy wrestling tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
What did I buy?
All In.
Oh shit, I did buy all. I did. Okay. Funny. All right. So I will get to my moment in a second, but fucking the new Halo game has been pushed to December 31st, 2021.
Not 2021. No, you're misreading that.
No. I'm not. 2021 is what it got pushed to. And I saw that and I thought it was a misprint. So what did I do? I went ahead and Googled the son of a bitch. Oh, and Halo on their official website has announced that it will be coming out holiday 2021.
No, okay. Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's your launch total. That's your launch title.
Yeah, I know. And I guess we can kind of peel the curtain back a little bit. Me and you this week were both able to snag a legit pre-order of the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And mine is going to be given to my son for Christmas from good old Santa Claus. And you is going to be given to you from you with the good old Miles Morales game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little ticked off that I learned today that it was that Miles Morales is going to be released for PS4.
But it's not the same graphics.
But and it wouldn't affect my, because my plan was to get the game anyway. I ended up falling ass backwards into the fucking PS5 starter bundle, which comes with Miles Morales and Demon Souls, which apparently is getting good buzz. I'm not familiar with the series, but hey, it's a game. It's something to play if I ever get bored of Miles Morales.
Which you will any video game, you can only play it so much.
Well, right. And, you know, eventually they're going to bring out Madden and all that for the 5. And, you know, I'll get sucked into that. You know, the baseball game and all that good, all the good yearly titles. But, yeah, we're recording this on September 26th. And I still don't know how the fuck I ended up pulling that one off.
I don't know either, because me and you have the exact same story. My pre-order was sold out. So 2.5 hours after my pre-order started, I somehow stumbled upon a pre-order on Best Buy and was able to pick it up, complete my order, and got a confirmation email and everything. And I was doing backflips.
After thinking you had done it like about an hour beforehand.
Yeah. So let me tell everybody, and I do have my date, but my date is not like super, super efficient. So I had bought this from Best Buy. Okay. Got a confirmation on the website, mind you. Got an email 15 minutes later saying that something went wrong with my order and to try again. Man, I was pissed. I called you up, Doug, and I was just MFing everything.
Yeah, and my heart broke for you, because I was like, that is some low down stuff.
Yeah.
And that, you know what, that's why I keep checking my email.
Well, you got the confirmation email.
I did.
So you're good.
I did.
So, and I got my official confirmation email too, thankfully, but that was still a some bitch to go through thinking I had it and to find out that I did not have it because something went wrong. Get the hell out of here. But I do have a date for today, and on my date, let's see, I have in 1977 of September 29th, the official Star Wars theme Cantina Band by Mecco hits number one for the very first time.
And, you know,
I can do that because I'm using my mouth. I'm not no copyright here.
Right. And I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but I, you know that music.
Yes. So if you don't know that music, you should know that music. So just saying. But yeah, that hit number one. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I cannot wait for some more episodes to drop on Disney Plus. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on this show, but you know what show I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be allowed to say that on here?
I mean, the trailer's out.
Yeah, but does Disney own like if you're talking about their stuff on your stuff without their permission, does Disney allow that? You know what? I'm going to be on the safe side. You guys know what I'm talking about. Comes on Disney Plus, number one thing on Disney Plus this year. So everybody and their mama was watching it.
Right.
So just throwing that out there. But other than that, we have an episode to go over.
Yes, we do.
So as I stated before, this episode is called Pokemon Shipwreck. It's the 16th episode, which means it's the 16th episode of this here podcast. And we start this week's episode with a recap of last week's episode, where it ended with the ship turning upside down. It is now sinking in the ocean. And Ash, Misty, Brock, and Team Rocket have all hit their heads and are knocked the hell out.
Right.
So after that, this is actually pretty dark for a children's cartoon to start an episode like this. But we start the episode with Officer Jenny on a ship with a bunch of sailors, and she has some flowers that she's about to throw into the ocean because it has been pronounced that since Ash and the gang and Team Rocket did not get off of the boat, that they're pronounced dead.
Yeah. Bit of a shocker. I think I knew that this was coming because I think I quick read a synopsis or something, and I was like, "Oh right, they do a fucking funeral for them."
Yes, they're legit. Like they believe that they're dead, and Officer Jenny holds nothing back. She says they did not get off the boat. It was believed everybody had gotten off of this boat, but they did not. So shit.
Yeah, so, and I'm sitting there going, is nobody going to tell Mrs. Ketchum?
Yeah, I'd be freaking out right now. Low-key, I think they would have told his mother at some point, or it made national news that this boat went under, because it's the following morning. This ship's underwater now, and they need to get out of there because the boat is filling up with water as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they absolutely would have had to have notified, you know, her, you know, we haven't been able to locate your son. It's been X amount of time. You know,
it was nighttime at the end of the last episode, and it's now morning.
I get a little frustrated from time to time with this show, because I feel like they only mention Mrs. Ketchum when they need to. Not that he, not that they need to have a scene every episode with him like on the phone or anything, but like he is a 10-year-old kid away from home.
Yes.
You know. And you know, he's traveling with a moody 15-year-old and a horny 15-year-old. And
yes,
there are wild animals everywhere, you know.
So yeah, I mean, and I mean, we've kind of veered away as well, but we still know nothing about the father.
This is true.
And just doing a quick Google search prior to doing this episode, Ash's father has still never come back up in the series.
Oh, come on.
No, not at all. They made it a point not to bring up his dad.
Jiminy Christmas.
So
it's been 76 seasons. They haven't brought up.
No. So let's see. Let me see. Just from a quick synopsis, I just looked up. It says Ash Ketchum's father is the unnamed father of Ash Ketchum from the Pokemon anime series and husband of Delia Ketchum. From the very minor portions of dialogue, it can be assumed that his father started a journey from Palutown, much like Ash, never formally introduced. The identity of his father has always been under heavy speculation.
I call shenanigans. Not really shenanigans. I feel like I say 76 and I'm taking the piss, obviously. But like, there's been too many seasons for them not to bring him up, even in passing.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's been heavily speculated that his dad died in a Pokemon war.
Right.
He was just. Oh, you're about to say, all right, right? What?
No, I've heard that. I mean, not just his father, but like that explains the lack of males pretty much in the entire games anyway.
Oh, and, that they all went out to war.
And obviously, like Lieutenant Surge, and people kind of glommed onto that. They're like, see, he was a lieutenant in the war. I was like, yeah, but he made it back and nobody else did. Shut up.
So, but yeah, at this point in the episode, let's see, because we were just talking about his mom. Yeah, they don't really mention her too much, but she does become a little bit more in the episodes as the series goes on. So
right.
Don't worry, Doug. They got you.
I know. Otherwise, I was going to be writing a letter and sending it back 15 years.
But we start this episode off with Ash sleeping, and then Misty and Brock are trying to wake him up by going, "Hey, Ash, are you feeling okay?" And Ash wakes up and he's like, "Why are you asking me if I'm feeling all right? You're the ones that's upside down." And then Brock goes, "No, you're the one that's upside down." And we see Ash is being held up by his t-shirt on a table.
Did not catch that until just now. Literally did not catch that until just now.
You didn't catch that the first time?
I did not catch how he was upside down until just now.
Yes. He's
I was like,
being held up by his t-shirt. And he kind of freaks out. Shirt comes loose. And he goes and he bonks his head again. Should have been knocked out again from that fall.
Never mind the fact he falls on Pikachu, who had more than enough time to get out the way.
Yeah, because Pikachu's the one looking up at him. Why are you sitting right underneath him? So like Pikachu's like, fuck, I'm in the wrong spot.
That's and he ran in place for 5 minutes. That's on Pikachu.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
So at this point, Ash is like, what's going on? And Misty's like, take a look outside. The ship's underwater. We have to find a way to get off of this boat now and get back up to land.
I call shenanigans.
Why? What's that?
They're underwater, right?
Yes.
The pressure alone should realistically kill him.
No, not yet. Not yet. So on a sinking ship, it will slowly fill up. At least in my eyes, the glass wouldn't break in, depending on how they built the boat.
Well, that's true.
So the boat's just going to keep sinking because more and more water is getting into the boat, which is pushing it down to the very bottom.
No, you're probably right. I mean, there's been numerous, you know, shipwreck movies, you know, the Poseidon Adventure, you know, where it's literally about a fucking boat capsizing. And the whole movie, they're upside down. And so, yeah, you're right. It's just, I don't know. And my rationale is they should be affected quicker because they are kids. And, you know, maybe their systems aren't as developed. But, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV.
Yeah. It's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show. I understand. So, you know, once we kind of establish what our heroes are doing, we cut to Team Rocket on the beach.
Yes. Hold on. I do want to point out something that our fans kind of like that we do. In this scene with Ash is one of the very last instances when he looks out of that window and he sees fish. It's actual fish and not Pokemon fish.
I see. I didn't even catch that.
So, yes, Pokemon kind of put an end to all that. I believe this episode, I think this is the last episode where you get like legitimate anything that's in the world is either your human or Pokemon. So,
and we have seen instances of, you know, like a wild primates or, you know, like a wild Goldeen. So, like, yeah, it's about time where they kind of picked a lane.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I believe this is the last episode. If you believe that there's more, go ahead and drop us a link or something, and we will go ahead and take a look at that. But I believe this is the last one.
I'll definitely be keeping at least half an eye out for it from now on. Because now I'm curious.
So, they do use some logic. And right before we get to Team Rocket, Ash, Misty, and Brock are like, okay, well, if we're on this boat, the boat's sinking, we have to get to the top of the boat. But in order to get to the top of the boat, we got to go down because the boat's upside down.
Right.
So... And then in order to do that, Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, because if you go to the top and then you burn a hole, you're going to have all that pressure of water now coming in. So now you're going to have to race your ass back down to the bottom. But okay, yeah, this is making my head hurt. All right, let's just get on with this episode. So Doug... as you were saying, we're with Team Rocket on a beach.
Yes, and
Jesse has breasts.
Yes, I was feeling all sorts of way. I was not prepared, nor was I comfortable.
I'm gonna confirm they do not draw her like when she has a bikini on now. There's no cleavage. Just so you know, in future episodes.
Really?
Yeah. No, they don't draw like these are dramatically drawn boobs, and I'm not trying to come off as a pervy person, but it was just weird seeing Jesse and big boobs on a kid's show the way that they drew her.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it. I mean, she was fit. I mean,
yes.
And
like James, really? Come on now. But all right. But as you were saying, Doug.
Yeah, so they're laying on a beach and I had the episode in front of me, but obviously I can't turn on the sound. James.
Here. Yeah, I got it. They're going through their spiel.
Yeah, they're going through the spiel. And James makes some crack about being tan and toasty.
Yes. Well, he said the sun is hot. And then he's like, hot, hot. He's like, oh, that is really hot. And Meowth goes, yeah, you guys picked a good spot to take a nap.
And so they snap back to reality, and we find out that they are right under a stove.
Yes, that has fire just burning out on them. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. And, you know, once again, you have to kind of remind yourself it's a cartoon, because otherwise their fucking heads would be fucking burnt, because they're getting direct fire.
Like, why the hell is Meowth just watching them get burned? Like, is he hoping that he gets insurance money from just watching these guys just capsize?
He's an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
So
there's no other way to say it. He is a dick.
So they quick run to some pipes and rinse their hair off. Or, well, I should say rinse their heads off. And then Meow's like, you know, the boat is capsized, and, you know, James, because he's an idiot and he's helpless otherwise, he panics. Jesse has an uncharacteristically dumb idea of calling out Ekans and having Ekans use, I don't know what the name, I mean, acid spray.
Yeah,
that's not
it's
the
acid. Acid. So, well, she doesn't say to use acid. But she's like, okay, burn a hole in the ground. And Meowth goes, what the hell are you doing? Don't do that. But it's too late. And Ekans burns a hole, and there's the water filling it.
So their bright idea is to basically put their mouths over the hole, and then that lasts for about 5 seconds, and then they get shot up to the ceiling.
Yes.
Because, you know, why wouldn't you? and then we cut back to our heroes, and they're just kind of wandering the corridors.
And they come to a stairwell where they see water filling up. And, of course, I mean, they get a bright idea of, okay, let's send a water Pokemon down there and see if they can find an exit.
Right. So, Misty is Sally on the spot, and she calls out Goldeen. And, you know, once again, we have a check mark in Pokemon can understand you, because she lays out, like, clear as a bell.
Go and find out if there's an exit, and if you find an exit, come bring us back, and then we will follow you through to that exit.
So Goldeen takes off in the water, and she's swimming along. Our heroes kind of get antsy because she's been gone a while. Goldeen comes across Team Rocket looking, I mean, dead. for lack of a better word, dead. And when we finally see Goldeen resurface, she's got Jesse, James, and Meowth on her back. Which, how strong is this Goldeen?
This Goldeen, I'd hate to see this Goldeen as a Sea King.
Yeah. Well, no shit. so,
like, for real, like, come on.
She flops them on the stairwell. They immediately bounce back and immediately go into battle mode, which is completely idiotic. I mean,
they're on a sinking boat.
I paused the episode.
I
was like, this is dumb. I understand it's a kids action show, but this is dumb. Like, and Brock is usually the one with the level head, right? And he jumps right in there with Ash to battle. And then, to make it even worse, you know, freaking Jesse and James have Ekans and Coffin. And fucking Ash and Brock throw out two. Ash throws out three, and Brock throws out Geodude. So it's 4-on-2. How the fuck is that fair, anyway?
And not only when they throw out these Pokemon, the boat just starts wobbling back and forth.
Yeah. So they put this, and you know, and we do it. We pan out and find out that the ship is balancing on a peak on a rock, and so we have to run around, and we're doing the this side, that side. Come to find out, Geodude is basically the one, you know, causing the most ruckus because he's a goddamn rock. Yeah. So Misty has to literally explain to them, you know, what's more important, your lives or a Pokemon battle, which is one of the dumbest things ever said on this show. They call the Pokemon back after having to be convinced. Again, dumb. And then we have a truce. You know, everybody shakes everybody's hand. Pikachu gets a quick shock in on Meowth because Pikachu's a brat, and that's not the first time that's not the last time I'm going to say that this episode.
That was an asshole thing because Pikachu just turned his head away, gave Meowth that shake and just shock, and then Ash had to yell at Pikachu like, Pikachu, this is not the time.
Like, he wasn't thinking of kicking James in the... Well, no, he was shaking Jesse's hand, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So, yeah. So we do it. We call a truce, and then...
They think up a plan to get off of this boat.
And then, you know, obviously because the ship's upside down and the staircase is full of water, they can't use it. So Brock calls out Onyx to make a staircase, which
was smart, but I mean, how does the boat not tilt with a fucking Onyx on it again?
Absolutely. If we were having this kind of trouble, and I didn't even think of this when I was watching it the first time, if we were having this kind of trouble with a Geodude,
how the fuck did an Onyx get through this?
An Onyx should be dead.
Yes.
Cut and dry, they should be dead. So, you know, we use Onyx as a staircase, which, you know, it's smart, but, you know, you're using your Pokemon as tools at that point, and that's not the first time that's going to happen this episode. So they come to another, basically a fucking, it's a gap, and it's just, it's a complete wreck. I mean, there's fire. You know, there's no immediate way across. Team Rocket's willing to throw in the towel right now.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we're done. They're both holding hands and basically saying, okay, well, this is it. It was nice knowing you. And Ash basically, or not Ash, Misty yells at them and goes, look, there's water down there. What we're going to do is we're going to take Bulbasaur. We're going to have him do Vine Whip. We're going to cross over the vines. Just don't fall into the goddamn fire.
Which is bullshit. You know, you're using your Pokemon as a tool again. And again, that's not the last time either. So actually, our three heroes get across with no problem. They straight up leave Team Rocket. Team Rocket freaks out, and we go to commercial.
Yes, yes. And from here, and I'm gonna. This is what I was laughing about. The who's that Pokemon of this episode is none other than Magikarp.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Who was it last week that it shouldn't have? Oh, it was Rattata last week, and it shouldn't have been.
It was Raticate.
Raticate. It should have been. It should have been Magikarp last week. And it should be, and well, I mean, I
what know, other what other Pokemon have they not done so far that they can do in this episode?
Well, I don't want to give a spoiler for the episode.
I guess you can't put that Pokemon on here yet. Because we haven't seen them yet.
Well, no, I guess by the time they go to commercial, we haven't.
Yes.
Well, shit. Change your commercial. I don't know.
Oh, okay. At this point, we go to commercial break, and I'm guessing that Bulbasaur let Team Rocket back over.
I mean, it has to be, because it's not explained otherwise. It's just we go to commercial and we come back and
Team Rocket's panting on the ground.
Yeah, so I'm assuming Bulbasaur took pity on him and threw his vines back over. Let's see. So that's where I paused it. Let's see.
All right. And then from there, he sends out Charmander to make a hole in the ceiling so they can basically start making their way out.
Once again, Charmander's a blowtorch.
Yes. And at this point, this was a dumb move. And
this was extremely dumb.
Because he almost killed his damn Charmander.
Okay. Yes, but the image of Charmander running with his tail in front of him is simultaneously adorable and terrifying.
It's funny as hell.
Because Charmander knows from experience, he goes, if this is out, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So he's running, like, you know, and
he's holding his damn tail for fucking mercy. And I blame Ash because he was running for a while before freaking Ash called him back. I'm like, what took you so long? You have him cut that hole and have your Pokeball ready. And when you see the water getting ready to bounce out, call your Charmander back, you dummy.
Yeah. So, you know, again, the ship's upside down, so the water's right there. So we cut the hole, the water comes rushing. Our three heroes have ropes tied to water Pokemon because Misty, you know, Starmie, Staryu, and Goldeen, you know, she's a water trainer, you know. And Ash has Squirtle.
But we went over one big thing. So they realize it's gonna take too long to go to the bottom of the boat where all of the water is, and they might not have enough time before they lose air to go all the way down and get all the way to the top. So their brilliant plan now is that they cut a hole in the top of the boat, have the water barrel down, but they're now going to hold their breath and swim up.
Right.
And they all do this, but what happens with Team Rocket? Because Team Rocket does not have any water Pokemon.
Or don't they?
Ah. So it's at this point that good old James starts laughing because he has the king of carp from the last episode. And you guys laughed at me when I bought this Pokemon, but who's laughing now? Because I got the king of carp, Magikarp.
So, you know, Meowth and Jesse completely change their tune. They, you know, they say,
praising.
Right. Thank you. You know, you're so brilliant. You're so smart. Calls out Magikarp. They tie the ropes and they say, okay, let's get out of here. Magikarp's just flopping. Just completely useless.
Yes. Just hilarious. But Jesse even makes the line. She's like, this thing doesn't even know how to swim. And Meowth goes, swim? It doesn't even know how to really even flop.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, keep in mind, I watched part one and two in one sitting, so nothing's going to top, you know, Brock saying, everybody should trade. We should trade right now. But that was pretty funny.
So at this point, the water is filling up. Ash, Misty, and Brock are now out of the boat. They found their way out. Team Rocket has Magikarp, and Magikarp is not swimming them away, so they all get drifted away with the boat. The boat ends up capsizing even more because it was tilting back and forth on a rock, but with all the pressure of the new water coming in, it has now made the boat fall over and has taken them even deeper into the ocean.
Right. So then we cut, and we cut to our three heroes standing on a piece of wreckage, trying to figure out which way is which, you know, in terms of where land is. And Brock brings up the story of Noah, who used a bird to bring him back a twig so he knew where land was. And Ash just happens to have a Pidgeotto.
Yes, so go on, Pidgeotto, and go and find us some land. But Pidgeotto does not find land at this point. Pidgeotto finds what looks to be like a dead Team Rocket who have floated up in the water, just face down, just dead.
Yeah, for the second time in this episode, we're to assume the Team Rocket is dead. So,
I mean, James is face down in the damn water. At least yeah. Jesse's up to where she can get a breath. James is just breathing in water.
Well, James is an idiot. We've established this. And we've said it probably multiple times in this recording session. So,
But I mean, there's just so much death in this episode. Like, I don't see how this aired. I mean, it did air in the 90s. So us 90s kids are, I mean, we're thicker headed than these new millennials. I'm just going to throw that out there.
We're millennials.
You know what I'm talking about. Gen Z, whatever came after us.
So, you know, Team Rocket gets put on the slab of wreckage, and, you know, Ash is like, not even Team Rocket deserved this. But I guess the only honorable thing is to give them a burial at sea. So they go to push them
back into the water.
Team Rocket kips up. You know, we get, zombies.
Hilarious.
You know, I think Jesse says, I'll show you who's a zombie. And we cut and we see Meowth is struggling in the water because, you know, cat. And Pikachu is standing there watching him struggle. Meowth finally gets his wits about him to pull himself back up on the wreckage. And Pikachu does the, aw, rats. So Pikachu is a dick in this episode.
Pikachu wanted Meowth dead.
Twice. Well, yes. I mean, well, he just shocked him one time. But yeah, he wanted him dead here.
So at this point, they're all on this wreckage. They all end up falling asleep. Magikarp's not even inside of his Pokeball. So Magikarp should be dead because he has no water.
By all rights, he should definitely be dead, especially when they wake up in the morning and the sun's beaming right down on them.
Yes. So they wake up, they're all hungry, and they want some food. So what do people do in times like this? Oh, there's a Magikarp right there. So let's go ahead and cook Magikarp. And Meowth is like, no, screw it. I'm going to bite this Magikarp, and this Magikarp's mine. And his teeth fall out because Magikarp is nothing but scales and bones.
And then Misty rubs complete salt in a wound and goes, well, if you would have checked your Pokédex. And I'm sitting there going, the one fucking time Ash doesn't bring his Pokédex out.
I know.
The one fucking time.
So it's at this point, James is now furious. And I'm going to point out a key part in this episode, because we're tying through and getting to the end of this episode. James looks at Magikarp and goes, basically, you no good Pokemon. I hate you, and I do not want to be your trainer anymore. And takes his foot and just whacks Magikarp. Just kicks the fuck out of Magikarp. And as we've seen earlier in the episode, maybe like a few minutes ago, Magikarp can't swim. It's a fish that can't swim.
Right.
But now Magikarp is flailing and freaking out in the damn water. So what does Magikarp do? Magikarp fucking evolves into a goddamn Gyarados and scares the fuck out of the rest of the crew in Team Rocket and just starts hyper beaming them.
Well, and freaking James tries to be slick because he's like, "I'm your master, obey," and I'm like, "You really just kicked this guy."
Well, but not even that. He kicked him in the water and said he doesn't want to be his trainer anymore. So at this point, James is not his trainer anymore.
And that's crucial. So are we to assume that guy with the Charmander from a couple episodes ago didn't do that because he tried to come back for him later?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't officially denounce ownership of Charmander. Like James said, verbatim, "I do not want to be your trainer."
So he said that, and Gyarados is now pissed. Gyarados is an adult. Gyarados can now swim and has all this fucking power. So he starts like coming after Ash and the crew. And as they're coming along, coming after him, Ash and the crew is trying to get away. But Gyarados is like, "All right, you're going to try to get away. Well, I'm going to use my cry and get like 10 more Gyarados to come out of this water to come and get you."
And so they stop. So Gyarados stops chasing him. And Brock's like, "Well, he did just evolve. Maybe he's exhausted." So Team Rocket starts kind of doing an end zone dance. And then Misty goes, "You know, the stories might be true." And we're kind of like, "What's..." So, you know, Misty apparently knows everything there is to know about water Pokemon. So, of course, you know, Pokedex be damned. And, you know, Misty goes, "I think this is Dragon Rage." And at about that point, like, six other Gyarados pop up. And, you know, it gets all cloudy. And we get... And the Gyarados start circling each other. And builds up into a goddamn typhoon. And they all three... All six of them or seven of them get... get whipped up, and they're trying to hold on, and Ash said, I think one of the last lines of the episode, Ash says, "Whatever happens, don't let go." So what happens? They fucking let go. I was like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
He just said, "Don't let go."
So it's at this point that everything is just done. And this is where we said that this could have been a three-parter episode. But yeah,
because if you didn't like us last week, we're doing it to you again.
So the ending of this week's episode is everybody holding hands in the middle of a typhoon/tornado, and they all just split. And then the narrator goes, "Well, what will happen next? You will find out next." But I'm sorry to say, everybody, you'll find out next week when we give our next review.
But once again, if you were watching this show, you only had to wait a day.
Yes.
They didn't pull one over on you and say, "This is a Friday, you're going to have to wait till Monday."
Correct. So I'm sorry, everybody, but and you said you already watched the island of giant Pokemon, correct?
Yeah, I had some time, and I was like, "Motherfucker, this should have been part three, but it's clearly listed as its own episode." But this honestly should have been part three because it continues right on. And then you kind of said Beauty and the Beach carries on from there, but you know, at a certain point, you do have to draw the line.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beach carries on from there, and then Tentacool and Tentacruel carries on right after that. So, yeah. Fun.
So, I mean, and like I say, you know, technically it's all connected, so it's just, but, you know, we treated these two a little differently because they were officially listed as part one and part two. Like, we're going to treat the psychic arc a little differently because they are listed as one, two, and three. But, like you said, next week,
yes,
you're going to get the continuation. We're going to find out if this is indeed the last episode of Pokemon. But I mean, it's not, but you know.
Yeah. You guys know where we're headed, but yeah, that's this week's episode. So this was another fine episode. And as you stated before, I mean, and as well, me and you both stated, this was straight to the point.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't really, well, they couldn't be around the bush, you know, they, especially since they were ending on another cliffhanger, you know, it was just about, it was about getting everybody off the ship. But you know, that's basically as far as we got. It's like, all right, we're out of the ship, but now we're in some shit because James pissed off a Magikarp.
Yep. So technically James has a Gyarados that's pissed off in the water somewhere, and we'll never ever see this Gyarados again.
Right. I completely, going back to last week's episode, I completely forgot about the, well, I forgot about it, but then I immediately remembered the, it's not gold, it's just gold plated line. So it was kind of weird. But then I was like, oh, right, James is an idiot. He gets duped by the sale, by the vendor. And then, yeah, so it's kind of a snowball thing. Cause if he doesn't get tripped by the vendor, he doesn't have this useless Magikarp, which he doesn't kick, and that, you know.
Yep.
The whole big thing.
So, all right. Well, that was a good episode, Doug.
Yes. Like I said, and I said it last week, and I'll probably say it next week, we're in a really good stretch. They don't really let up for quite some time.
Yeah, we literally go, we're literally episode after episode, because normally in Pokemon, you'll get these one-off episodes that basically you either watch it or you don't, and if you don't watch it, you're not really missing out on much. But these next few episodes going into the new year, because I'll give you guys kind of a little sneak peek as to what we got coming up. So next week, we have Island of the Giant Pokemon, then we have Beauty and the Beach, then Tentacool and Tentacruel, they're still in the same town. The Ghost of Maiden's Peak, I can't wait to get to that episode. Do you remember that episode, Doug?
I'm reading the synopsis on Wiki right now, trying to think if something's going to kick.
Basically, they're on their adventure and they see a rock on top of a cliff, and the rock is in the shape of a woman who was waiting for her sailor to come back, or someone that went out to war. So she waited there for him, but he never returned, and she turned to stone.
And James and Brock kind of get tripped up.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then you got Bye Bye Butterfree, and that's going to basically end our year. Oh, you're good.
Oh, so I'm dying.
So we got five more episodes for this year, and then our holiday thing that we're going to do. And then starting on the first Saturday of 2021, we're going to kick things back off with our Pokemon episodes with the Psychic Abra and the Psychic Showdown, where Ash is going up to get his psychic badge.
Blows my mind.
I know. These episodes are just hitting it one after another.
So we have how many episodes are actually out as of this recording?
How many full episodes are out? Give me 1 second. I can.
It's 9, right?
Oh. I thought you meant how many episodes does Pokemon have in general.
Our show.
Yes. We have 9 episodes out as of right now.
That's crazy. And we're wrapping up recording on 16. How did we get so far ahead? We're not that proactive.
It's a bunch of double recordings is what it is.
It really is.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm nowhere close to how many episodes there are actually out there. Oh, there must have been some. Get the fuck out of here. So apparently, so right now as we stand, Pokemon Come, let's see, as of tomorrow, are going to have 1,126 episodes of Pokemon out.
Wow.
Yes. And the and so far, looking at this, there are 7 episodes that have not aired in the U.S. So, yeah, we basically got everything so far. I'm trying to see if I can find any gaps in the timeline, but it seems like Pokemon's been pretty good. Oh, episode 1005 was never aired here in the U.S. Okay, so we got a long time before that. Let's see. Yeah, it'll be forever until I find every single episode. The strongest duo, Citron and Celeon or whatever, that never aired in the U.S. I'm so glad I got all these on DVD.
Right.
God, I would miss an episode and never know. And there's some episodes that actually never aired in general. Pokemon Mega Evolution Special 3. They considered that a movie. Okay, never mind. Yeah. God, I can't wait to start watching some of these. And I'm all the way down in the 300s right now. Holy shit. Okay.
Right.
I got 700 episodes left.
Better get on that shit.
I will. So, do you have anything else to add, Doug, before we end this illustrious episode number 16?
No, I'm looking forward to, every episode, I feel great about where we are, but I since I did do a little bit of going ahead, because I had about 20 minutes to kill, I can't wait to record the next episode. And then, after that, we get into our first banned episode, which is going to be interesting.
Yes.
Because Pokemon.com tried to take me right to Tentacool and Tentacruel. And I was like, I know that's not right. You can try to call it episode 18. I know you ain't slick.
So, all right. But other than that, since you have nothing else to add, go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, make sure to tune in next week to find out if Ash, Misty, and Brock survive. Well, we all know they do, but what happens next? Next week. Have a good night, everybody.